Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 Shrine Game with one of the top defensive ends in the country, and that's Juan Price from Pitt. Smith, we just were speaking prior to going live, and I'm not seeing number five come off the edge in those short cut pants. I always wanted to ask you that, and now I get the opportunity. How much shorter should those pants be cut?
I guess we'll never find out. No, yeah, I don't get the opportunity to no more. Next level, they're not allowing it.
Yeah.
They kind of cracked down on me at the end of the year, so I had to cut back on.
Oh, did they crack down?
Yeah, they got me.
They got me
after the Virginia Tech game, so yeah, I had to stop a little bit. But, you know, it was fun while it lasted, though.
Nice, nice. And, you know, watching you last year, your junior year, it seemed like the light really came on, and it just seemed like you always, at least in my own notes, it was always number five doing something special, and you just kind of carried that over into this season. When did the reality kind of hit for you that you knew this opportunity was going to present itself to, you know, have a shot at making the NFL?
Well, I always knew I had potential. I just had to put all the pieces together. But kind of at the end of last year, you know, making first team on ACC in 2015, I knew I had some slight opportunity. But me being out the years prior, I knew, like, me coming back for another year would be beneficial to me. So I probably would have had a good opportunity last year, but I came back to make it even better. So.
And you did do that. And
yeah.
Like I said, I was excited. You know, I was excited both ways. I was excited to see where you would have went. Excited that I got to have another year of sitting up in the box and watching you. For you, I mean, football, been playing at such a young age?
Yeah, that's the only thing I ever knew. So I've been playing football since I was five, so my body felt like it too. Like I'm definitely a veteran out here for sure.
5 years old, I mean, what's Juan Price playing? I mean, are you a little bit better than all the other kids at a young age?
I always had a little niche, but early off, you know, Little League, if the weight limit's so small, so even if you're a little bit big, they're putting you on the other line. So
yeah.
I started off on the O line, actually. Yeah, I was a guard and a middle linebacker way back in the day, so that's where I started out at.
Nice. And then when did you kind of transform yourself into the guy? You know, I'm sure, Barbie, you played a ton of positions in high school as well, but I mean, how did you find yourself kind of at that edge position?
Well, even in Little League, I was playing middle linebacker. You know, we don't got too many plays. So I used to blitz all the time. So just getting pressure always came natural to me,
okay.
Just running in the backfield. So, but I guess sometime in high school, I just realized that's what I was built for, and that's what came the easiest to me. So, plus, getting tackles for loss and sacks is the thing that makes me the most happy. So, yeah.
And then the rest is history.
Yeah.
When you arrived at Pitt, I mean, did they want you at linebacker, or did they see you as a defensive end?
Well, when I first got to Pitt, we were in a 3-4 scheme.
Okay.
Yeah, so the 3-4 scheme, I was the outside backer, so I was the rusher, so naturally I was the edge player. It was not until we went to a 4-3 that I kind of had to find a new home at defensive end, so I wasn't used to putting my hand in the dirt, but I got adjusted to it.
Nice, nice. And at this next level, I mean, where do these guys see you at?
It's a range of different positions, actually.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of guys see me as some type of edge, which I think I am too. But, you know, I just want to play football at the end of the day. I just want to be a part of somebody's family. So I ain't picky. Just, you know, I'm working for them. Wherever they stick me, that's where I'll be.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Juan Price, the standout from Pitt, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety, you always know it's available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and its draft bio page at collegetopro.com. I could probably speak for you, but I'll let you do it in your own words. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts right now, I mean, what are those traits that you bring to the position that you think they're going to fall in love with?
Just natural leverage, you know, only being 5'11". So natural leverage, quickness, being explosive, and just ultimately just being disruptive. You know, I love making plays behind the line of scrimmage, and you can see my eyes light up when I got the opportunity, so just playmaking ability.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed, Juan? I mean, sometimes it could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe something you weren't allowed to do defensively where you couldn't showcase another skill?
Well, people always ask me about how well I can drop, but, you know, I can drop. It's just they didn't act like I wasn't asked to at Pitt, so I couldn't really showcase that ability. But from here on out, you know, my defensive end days are pretty much over with my size. So Yeah, I'm going to have to put that on a show, on a showcase eventually at one point or another.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I asked the question. Like I said, I mean, you can only do – I don't think they would have been too happy with you if they wanted you to put a quarterback and you decided to drop off
on
the tight end.
I wouldn't want to do that anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, your heart and desires to move forward. Do you get comparisons to anyone? Is there anyone that you kind of look at the next level and kind of, you know, kind of pattern or take bits and pieces from?
I would say just guys similar to my stature, like Elvis Dumervil and James Harrison, but those are two great players. I can only hope to have, you know, half the career they had. But just those guys being the same height and kind of weight as me, those are the guys I look at and try to pattern my moves and some of my niches that I get off of them. So.
Excellent stuff. And looking back at this season, I mean, you're the only school to beat the national champions in their home. What was that like?
It definitely was a great experience. You know, it was the crowd was live, the game was live, and I think it was their senior night, I think. So it was definitely a packed house. But I don't get too excited about it because I got a lot of confidence in myself and our team. And I think we had a lot of talent this year, and I think we should have won more games than we did. So that was a game I expected to win. I expect to win every game. So, but yeah, it definitely was interesting to beat the team that ended up winning the national championship. So.
Yeah, and I feel that way too. I think when you look at that Pitt roster, you guys had your ups and downs, and there's, you know, a few kinks along the way. But when you look at the overall thing, and I think you kind of see that tenfold draft time when you start looking at the names that are on All-Star rosters.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are there going to the combine, and you're like, wow, that Pitt team.
Yeah, we had a hell of an offensive line too.
Yeah,
hell
Adam.
Of an offensive line.
Yeah. And I love watching Adam. And then the best part, then I got to watch Adam, then I got to watch number 5 when Adam sat down. So I had the best of both worlds watching
Adam.
Yeah, I watched. I basically spent most of my time watching the left offensive side of the line and the left defensive side of the line. For you, I mean, are you training anywhere in particular as you kind of get prepared for this next level?
Yeah, I'm calling Bomarito's home right now. Davie, Florida, right
side. He does a great job.
He's been getting me right, so shout out to Pete.
Pete and those guys do a terrific job. How long have you been down there so far?
Just a little under 2 weeks before I had to come here.
Okay.
So I got about a good 2 weeks worth of work in before
I
had to.
See a difference already?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I like to. Yeah. It might be my mind playing tricks on me. I think I got a little leaner, though. So.
Oh, I bet you did, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, in another month, you'll be looking in the mirror a little bit more.
I was about to say, yeah, I'll give it some more time, though, before I hang my hat on it.
Is the goal right now, I mean, are you aiming the shed, just kind of stay where you're at in terms of weight?
Well, yeah, I don't really want to drop any weight. I just want my body fat to go down.
Okay,
so.
And just build muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they'll do that at Bomarito. You guys get results. That's why they got the reputation that they do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it's been late. It's late, and I do appreciate you. I mean, you're just probably settling down for the night. You got a long week ahead. But with that said, we'll end the show on a couple of light questions. You ready to take a shot with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Juan Price has the opportunity to select any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to invite to dinner?
Rihanna.
There you go. Her name comes up quite frequently.
Yeah, that's the one right there. That got to be it.
Nice. And for you, let me ask you this one. Inside that Pitt locker room, who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
I don't know if I'm calling it bizarre, but Tyreek Jarrett, for reasons you don't have to guess, we used to call him Big Freak just because.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't got to tell you. You already know.
You just know. That's excellent. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats, does the designs on them.
Okay.
If you could have any theme cleat painted on yours, what would you think that theme would be?
I'd probably do something with my daughter on it.
Oh, yeah?
Something interesting. Yeah, I'd tell him to put a twist on it.
Yeah?
You make it fun.
Nice. How old is she?
4.5 months. She's early.
Yeah,
she's early.
Just starting to get a personality, recognize your face.
And I'm away on business, too. I'm missing that, so yeah.
Yeah, that weighs heavy, man.
Yeah, it does.
You know what, and after that, none's ever the same. Like, when you have free time, you can't wait to be free, but then on the flip side, you just miss them. You
exactly,
want to hold her.
Exactly.
And, you know, wait for a year from now, when you come home, she'll see you, and you're like Elvis and God and Prince all rolled up in one. Like, she will stand at the door and just scream in excitement.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah,
that would be lovely one day.
You put that in your arms. Yeah. I got a daughter too, and she's 14 now, but I always sing, you know, song. I mean, you got the whole world in your arms.
Yeah, you know that feeling.
Yeah, it's just, and that's
it's
it.
It's a whole different feeling,
And you'll feel it too. So best of luck. Hey, man. thanks for your time tonight. Thanks for making college football so fun to watch on Saturdays, and I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Thanks, it's a pleasure being here.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Juan Price's Pitt standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.